We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad. Good morning, Steve McIntosh here at 7:30 on a Monday morning, 40 degrees. A high-stakes summit is set in France between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin meeting in Paris, along with the leaders of France and Germany. It's a new effort to resolve the deadly conflict in Ukraine. In an unusual preview for the summit, Zelensky posting a video online showing him exercising on a treadmill, likening that to the frozen conflict with separatists backed by Russia, saying, "We don't just want to stand still." It's a first meeting between Putin, Russia's leader for 19 years, and Zelensky, a former comedian, elected in April. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office jail deputy has been arrested after being accused of stalking a coworker. The sheriff's office says Sean McConnell was arrested Friday and has been placed on administrative leave. He has been with the department for about 6 years. The release did not offer details about who McConnell is accused of stalking or how he reportedly did so. The sheriff's office says its professional standards unit is also investigating the allegations against McConnell. The mother, whose young son died of a methadone overdose, appeared in Sedgwick County District Court Friday.
Kimberly Compass is charged with first-degree murder in the death of her 2-year-old son, Zayden Janie Soklu. On May 31st, officers responded to the Sunset Motel in the 2300 block of South Broadway regarding Janie Soklu not breathing. He was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy found that Zayden died from ingesting methadone. It also said he had bruises on his face and legs. Friday was an emotional afternoon in the courtroom. Zayden's father, Caleb, and other family members were there, as well as Compass's family members. A Wichita doctor testified that Compass was prescribed 3 doses of methadone the week of Zayden's death. The 3 bottles were found in a child's pencil box in Compass's car. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas lawmakers who are running for federal office are free to accept campaign contributions from lobbyists.
This, despite a state rule limiting such contributions during the legislative session. The Wichita Eagle reports that the state limit doesn't apply to federal elections, so State Senate President Susan Weigel, Senator Barbara Bollier, and State Representative Troy Waymaster are all free to raise money for their congressional campaigns. Weigel, a Republican, and Bollier, a Democrat, are both running for U.S. Senate. Waymaster is a Republican running for Congress. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley, a Topeka Democrat, said the lawmakers running for federal office should voluntarily refrain from raising lobbyist cash during the session. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Police in Kansas City, Missouri, that is, no longer will give suspects a written warning of their right to remain silent.
Public radio station KCUR-FM reports that police will instead verbally remind suspects of their rights as part of a push to fight violent crime. The Miranda warning also informs suspects of their right against self-incrimination and right to an attorney. Consultants had advised that written warnings could deter suspects from talking to police. Police reports say at least 134 people have been murdered in Kansas City so far this year, up from about 121 at this time last year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Centers for Disease Control is releasing a list of vaping companies associated with cases of lung illnesses.
On its website, the CDC says 56% of those who experienced lung illnesses used dank vapes. And the CDC called dank vapes a class of largely counterfeit THC-containing products of unknown origin. The other vaping company products most often associated with lung problems were TKO, SmartCart, and Rove. Dank Vape says on its website they have real products, but they know fakes are using their name on counterfeit packaging, mostly out of China. They say to address that, they're adding a new hologram and barcode to their products along with a new official seal. Most of those who experienced lung illnesses were using products with THC, many of which contained the additive vitamin E acetate. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Low clouds and dense fog will move out here early on with a clearing sky throughout the rest of the afternoon, but wind windy and much colder today, with temperatures only in the upper 30s. A clear sky, dry tonight, Tarlo 21, and then sunny Tuesday with a high 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we've got a north wind at 18 miles per hour and 40 degrees. 7:36, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday morning. And we have 40 degrees, and looks like it's going to be a fairly cool day around South Central Kansas today. Today is Monday, December 9th, 2019. On this date in 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a temporary halt in the Florida vote count on which Al Gore pinned his best hopes of winning the White House. That was on this date in 2000, 19 years ago, when that election was up for dispute, and it seemed to go on and on forever and ever. Finally, it was decided that George W. Bush would be our president after all the controversy, mostly centered down there in Florida with the way the votes were counted and so forth. 2000 on this date. It's time for Mondays with the Mayor, which Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, how you
seem a little older this week.
I have. I had a birthday last week, and I'm feeling like I'm ancient right now.
What is that now? Like septuagenarian?
I think that's what it is. You know, when you say, you know, I'm beginning my eighth decade on this planet, it gets your attention in a hurry, I'll tell you. As you can imagine.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're still going strong.
Well, I think so. I think we're doing pretty well. Can we talk a little bit about tomorrow's city council meeting? It just won't be. You're not having too many more of these meetings. How many more are you going to attend, you think?
Oh, let's see. I think I have two more.
Two more
after this one.
Okay. Now, as I understand, I've been looking at the agenda. There's an ordinance concerning term limits for mayor and city council members. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we have some council members that want to discuss term limits and what that should look like. You know, there's nearly 600 cities in Kansas, and we're one of only two cities that have term limits for local elections. And so it's I can understand many of the people that have left office have said that we don't have enough time in office. And you know, local elections are different than someone serving in Washington, D.C., where they're so far removed. I mean, we certainly get the scrutiny and the attention, and term limits, I don't think, mean the same thing as they do. The reality is, if you interview staff will tell you one term for every elected, and they would be thrilled. Because when you have term limits, what you do is you really take the power away from electeds and give it to, staff.
Well, the mayor is a 4-year, or is it?
It's 4-year term.
But there's
now it's 2 terms.
Okay.
And so the discussion is should it go to 3?
Huh.
And so that'll be interesting discussion. I'm good if we take it out to a vote and let the community vote on it. I don't know that the community just extend it necessarily has a burning desire to vote on it. I know some do, but we'll see.
We'll
have that discussion.
You made a first thing I thought of, you made that excellent point. That is, the voters at this situation here are so much closer to what's going on every day with their elected officials that I favor term limits for national office. I favor that. But locally, I don't know. I'm with you.
I'm exactly with you. I favor term limits for national office, and I would change them a little bit for local office.
Mm-hmm. Listen, one of the things you're going to talk about tomorrow at the meeting is racial profiling. You're getting an update on this. Can you give us a little idea what that's all about?
Yeah, so we have an individual that serves on one of the racial profiling boards, and he just wants to give us an update on their perspective of what's going on. It's not a board that we have appointed. It's just an independent board that is set up by the state of Kansas. And so I haven't had a conversation with this individual, so I'm really not sure what his report looks like, but I can tell you that our police chief is always concerned with, anything that looks like they're not being totally objective.
Right. You know, and you're also going to talk about, we've got a couple of IRB requests, bonds for CNC Development, Atlas sure. Aerospace, also for Bombardier Learjet, not to exceed $1.25 million. And I thought about that. I looked at that and thought, you've got these layoffs at Textron that they're going to do. Does that impact the IRBs they've been getting with the city?
No, because they still have to hire for that particular division that they're ramping up. And what Textron's actually doing is they're laying off engineers and hiring workers. So they're still in kind of a growth mode, but once you get a plane design, you don't really need all of the engineers anymore, and you need workers to put the plane together, and that's kind of where they're at.
I haven't heard a number. Have you heard a number on how many people are looking at there?
I haven't heard a number for the Wichita division because it affects Textron worldwide, and I think some of the numbers we've heard are actually not in Wichita. But, I think you're going to see their employment actually ramp up a little bit. They're going from designing a plane to building a plane, and you need more people building it than you do designing it.
Good point. All right, so that's all I have. Anything else you want to talk about this morning? Anything on your mind?
No, we have, just a couple of more weeks before Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means you have time still to be on your best behavior?
Yeah, make the list, right?
Well, you still have a chance to make the list.
Okay, or don't make the list, whatever. Thank you, sir. That's Mayor Left Jeff Longwell. Money's with the mayor here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:43 now. Keep it here. For editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, looking at local aviation layoffs. Bill's going to take a look at that. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.